Byron Bay. Mm. We know this place. We love it. It's our little secret getaway spot in Australia, isn't it?
I think it used to be.
You're right, you know.
Yeah, I am right.
Because, look, I don't know how you're going to respond to this news, but it's turning into a Netflix series because of all of the celebrities and the influencers who have moved on and shuffled their homes and houses and families and lives into Byron Bay.
So can you tell me, is the series about watching these people who are, you know, let's call them new money, and they've come in and they've taken over Byron Bay, mm-hmm. and what are they showing us around somewhere that used to be somewhere we've grown up with and we've known for longer than...
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what
really?
It is. Well,
ew.
You know, your people like Thor, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, look,
right?
Can't complain about it. He'd be a pretty good tour guide.
He's moved on in.
Does he keep his shirt off? That'd be great.
Yeah, well, if he's helping build his house,
look,
then he's probably...
Look, he gets bookings, all right? Just do what it takes.
And look, this is what kind of the older, you know, more traditional residents of Byron Bay are saying. Look, you've come in, you've taken over this place because Chris Hemsworth's house is being built there and it's bigger than their shopping centre.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It's pretty massive.
It's really not recognisable.
And he's getting all, you know, other celebrities from LA and the Marvel series to come on over and live. And Zac Efron has a house there now as well. And Elise Knowles, this Meyer Ambassador influencer girl. It's all the new money has come straight into Byron Bay. So what does Netflix do? Creates a series called Byron Bays, as in... B-A-E.
I feel a bit pukey about it, to be quite honest, because back when I was a teenager in then early 20s, I had friends, I still have a friend that lives down in Mullumbimby, which is just next door, and a friend who grew up in Byron, and they were talking about this over the weekend, about how completely unrecognisable the place is now from that beautiful community back in the day that was very much all about community and localism and local produce.
Yeah.
And not the big
now,
money players.
The big chains are wanting to come in.
Yeah, not about that. Yeah. And then how now it's all about, you know, you go and do designer shopping there and you have multi-million dollar. And, you know, well, Chris Hemsworth played a part there because
he
can't just have a beach shack near the pass.
Yeah.
He's got to go and, you know.
Make a shopping centre.
Yeah. Like
out of a house. Yeah.
It's just not a little town anymore.
Has the likes of Chris Hemsworth and Zac Efron ruined what could, what was potentially our little secret spot?
Well, you won't be able to go and afford to be there anymore or to even visit because it's just gone like Burko with the big,
it's too expensive
big
now.
Bucks, yeah.
Yeah, but look, I think it's been ruined already, you know? Like, we're only going to get this Netflix reality series on their partners. It's not even them. It's Hemsworth's wife and Zac Efron's girlfriend. Mm. And, it's Elise Knowles, some Meyer ambassador, an influencer. So it's not even the main characters that we're getting from...
You mean it's Bored Housewives of Byron Bay?
It
sounds great.
You know what? It's actually made by the same people who make The Real Housewives.
Stop it!
That's true. But you know what? I think Byron Bay's... Look, we can do this better with no celebrity influence right here in central Queensland.
Coming to Australian screens this summer... We have searched the length and breadth of this land to find the perfect place. And we found it in your backyard, Central Queensland. Let's get away with Byfield Bays. It's heating up Australia, and you, too, could live right next door to Chris Hemsworth, fifth grade math teacher's girlfriend. Find yourself working out in the gym with Zac Efron, third cousin twice removed, and stroll down Byfield Street rubbing shoulders with other brand ambassadors from Black and Gold and No Frills and home brand Byfield Bays, still unspoiled by the famous.
With you each day.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.